Dang.
Appreciate everybody at Pivot Stocks. Go to getpivot.com. That's GETPYVOT.com. Use the promo code SneakThisPodcast. Get yourself a discount and free shipping. Every pair of socks does support an episode of this podcast. Like I said, go to getpivot.com. Use the promo code SneakThisPodcast. Yo, SneakThisPodcast, episode 354. George in the building. Ryan in the building. OG.
Did you put, should we do like Final Four picks or something? Did you put that on there?
Final Four picks? Nah, I didn't
put
that
on
there.
I mean, just pick the teams that's going to be in the Final Four or something.
Yeah, we can do that, but I didn't put it on
Arizona State.
But we can do that.
Yeah. They might get the Final Four of the CBT.
Okay. Well, Cats talking about they don't even want to be in the NIT now. No, Cats is
there are the games for the day. Who won the first game of the tournament? First playing game was way earlier.
I didn't even watch a single thing. I've been so busy today trying to teach people how to do work.
You're unlit.
The OG Simple in the building. This is draft day. The Sneak Diss Sneaker Draft 2024. Everybody put them up.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, let me tell you something. I started this list as soon as I got in my car after the last draft.
Yes.
Damn. Oh, you know what? I was about to say something I can't say. Never mind. Can't say. I was. About to... Okay, I can say relationship, right?
Yeah, fiancé.
Okay.
Yeah, he said we could say that.
Well, I almost said that.
No. That's awesome.
Congratulations, engaged.
One relationship is stop wearing his visor to the draft.
Ugh. Yeah, where your green visor at? Your poker visor.
Dang, no, can't trust you no more.
I didn't win that year.
You ain't won any year ever.
I won the first year.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
You by total amount spent. Your, no joke, your draft was about $80,000. I think our drafts were probably like $6,000. His was like $80,000. I don't even think ours was that much. Sneaker prices back then was stupid high. But like I said, appreciate it. Simple being back in the building with us today. Like I said, this is the sneaker draft episode. Congratulations, being engaged.
Thank you.
You gonna hit the applause button on the thing? You got that new board?
I mean, I don't know which one the applause button, but it is in the board.
You're supposed to be the chairman, though.
Nah, but I put the ESPN chime, so when y'all say for my pick, dun, 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 dun. So it's locked and loaded. So y'all be ready for that. You feel me? But like I said, congratulations on being engaged. Glad you finally did that. Huh?
So Phil got engaged. I got engaged.
Phil's engaged too.
Yeah.
And Rico got engaged.
They already went to Vegas and like looked at places for the wedding.
Oh shoot! Am I going?
Tropicana?
I don't know. I don't know. Tropicana even exists anymore?
Against the stratosphere.
I mean, I don't know how many people they're planning on inviting because it's in Vegas. You know what I mean? Like if it was here, well, I'm just saying. Like I would imagine if he invited as many people as Hannah and I did, he probably would invite.
I don't even know Phil's
nugget.
Last name.
Okay, well,
yes.
I mean, I don't feel like he got like a lot of family like in general. You know what I mean? Like Hannah does.
If it was locally in town, I feel like Phil's the type of guy that would say, "Yeah, it might come. Just come through."
Yeah, okay,
I feel like that.
What? What'd you say?
Why you have to talk? Why just go about the family?
What are you talking about? Because that's who you invite to your wedding. What do you mean?
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Am I in this camera good, Simple?
Yeah, you're right in
Seriously.
The middle.
Seriously.
Nah, right in the middle.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're in the center.
All right. Okay.
You got the camera set up where you normally set it up, but you don't believe me that you set it up there all the time, or I set it up
No, I just started putting it there just to appease you because
no, you didn't.
Me and Simple had a discussion about people having dementia, and I was strictly concerned for you for that day.
That's
but awesome. It was all right.
Yes.
It was good.
You've been forgetting stuff since
y'all are still convinced I said that a restaurant was thriving. I
said the restaurant
had good food.
No.
You're like, this place is thriving. Yes.
And what was that place called?
We don't know because
it went out of business. Gone. Next week. You're the anti guy. What's that man that be going to restaurants reviewing stuff? Keith Lee or something? I never watched this
thing. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Some cat.
Y'all ate the food there. What are you talking about? I didn't make it.
It was mid-range jumper.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
You were over there like this. Oh, my God. Delicious. We was over there like.
You're like, this place is thriving. I can't even believe we got in here. And then we drove, that was Tuesday. We drove by Thursday. Lights out.
Every year from now until we die, your story is going to change a little bit more and more.
You're going to add like one sentence.
You're going to add one sentence every year. Every year, one understatement.
I can't believe we got in here.
We went to a place and you complained you got too many bamboo shoots in your food. You probably ordered the wrong.
Are you talking about that China chili?
You probably ordered the wrong thing.
Fam, China chili is disgusting.
China chili is fire.
No. That Mexican
China
place.
China chili is the greatest Chinese food in Phoenix.
That Mexican place that went out of business won like every Taco Fest they enter ever.
Man, they give them awards to everybody. Okay. You walk in, you can walk in any Mexican restaurant down the road, and they got awards on the wall, and they all
got
the same.
If you got Microsoft Paint, you can print any award you want, put on your wall.
Facts.
You believe
Sam,
it.
Who said anything about awards on the wall? They put the awards in like the New Times and the newspaper and stuff. What are you talking about?
You got Microsoft Paint.
Bamboo
paint
shoots. Bamboo shoots are disgusting.
If you still use MS Paint in 2024.
I do.
Who doesn't?
You know what I use? I use the standard.
You use Microsoft Publisher or something. What are you talking about?
Oh, God dang. Like,
all right.
Shoot. At work, I use Microsoft Paint still to do certain things.
No,
and they're right 100%. I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. To create manual instructions, sometimes you got to screenshot it. But when you got double screens, it doesn't screenshot correctly.
You use PowerPoint. PowerPoint do the same thing.
No.
Yes, you can.
No.
Trust
PowerPoint
me.
Still exists.
If you don't have publisher, PowerPoint does all the same stuff.
No.
You just can't make like a newsletter.
I'm talking about what I need it for. I still use Microsoft Paint. This right here, I use Mac Paint. The whatever paint that comes with the system.
All you're talking about is like drawing circles and stuff on stuff.
Not for the graphics of this podcast. Intense.
Yeah, you ain't using MS Paint for that. You using something else.
No, I'm not. I use
George,
I use the 100% free version. That's how good I am. Look at this.
Free version of what?
Of the whatever comes with the computer. Microsoft
Paint. You like ghosts. You start disappearing.
Sorry, I do. I ain't paying for no art program to create them graphics.
No, duh. Oh,
okay.
You ain't using MS Paint for all that?
Yeah. I'm using like whatever paint. It's called Paint on Mac.
That's different. That ain't MS Paint. MS Paint is like 8-bit. Apple is way different. What are you talking about?
It was 8-bit about 15, 20 years ago.
Damn, no.
Anyways. Appreciate Simple being through. Congratulations on being engaged, like I already said. Sneaker draft rules real quick. For those first-time listeners, actually, follow, listen, subscribe, like, comment, send DMs, all that stuff you guys do. Appreciate everybody. In a couple weeks, or actually a few days, we'll be 8 years podcasting here, so it's only right we got Simple in the building back in
here
with us. sneaker draft rules.
Hey, you know what? If we would have copped, back then, we'd be rich.
Litecoin? We'd be
Bitcoin, Litecoin. Get out of here. If we all copped Bitcoin when we used to talk about it every day.
And we had the N, and we were sitting there like, we had the N.
He might be rich.
He owns all of Costa Rica now.
Yes.
He bought the whole island. Shoot, who knows? That cat was buying coins that we had never heard of yet.
You want to talk about somewhere, if I had all the money in the world, I would not be living. Costa Rica. No offense.
Isn't that where his wife was from?
Yeah, his wife was from there.
Wasn't his wife from Costa Rica?
Damn.
He said he had to rebuild all their houses. He had like 40 people living with him.
I don't think it was that. Costa Rica. I think it was like El Salvador or something, huh?
Oh, you know what? That sounds about right. El Salvador. No, man, Puerto Rico, wasn't it? You know what, fam?
Fam, Costa Rica and Puerto Rico ain't the same thing.
I know that.
Huh? Okay, just making sure.
But actually, Costa Rica is safer than Puerto Rico, so...
I mean...
Yeah, it's safer. It's one of the safest countries in the world or something like that. But anyways,
I don't know if that's accurate.
12 rounds. For those who are listening, this may be one of those podcast episodes you watch on video if you're listening in your car right now. If you listen in the car, cool, listen in your car, and then go home and watch it on video. Have the pictures on the screen. This is the Sneak Disc Sneaker Draft 2024. The rules for the draft, we do a $4,000 draft cap. That means we can't go over that amount, which last year I did by $46. Somehow Simple stayed under literally $1 or $2. I have no idea how he did that.
Planning. I'm literally the only one who knows where I'm at the entire time. You off and you off, and you thought you were under and you thought you were over and ended up flip-flop.
That's fine, but I had the greatest draft of all time last year, too.
Nuts. All right.
Okay. We do 12 rounds. We do 2023 sneakers, just like a regular draft. The NFL drafting players that played last year, same thing. And we're doing StockX average sale price in order to determine our prices.
Damn, some of them average sale prices were still super high.
They were way too high. That's why I took it from $3,000 back to $4,000, because I was like, there's no way. I was like, I got to get one banger in this joint.
You should add inflation.
I couldn't get a banger. But anyways, pick up. Simple, you go first, because I know you went stupid, because them Stussy Flight 95s go dumb. I gotta get those now. I'm sorry. And for the homies, I can't remember who was that. We talked about those one episode, and he sent me a picture, and he said, when them cats go cheap, I said, when it hit the outlet, I'm copping. No. When I get home, the search begins.
I guarantee you go on StockX, average sale price $937.
Yeah, probably.
Current pair $150. Man, those StockX don't make no sense, huh?
Fam, them joints
average sale price
hard.
About eight times what the current 9.5 size or 12 is.
I only cop used shoes now because I had to cop a house. So we got.
Man, you were seated a house. You want to talk about being seated? We talk about being seated by Nike all the time. You got seated by Fannie Mae, huh?
What's your cop simple?
I'm on my year 5 Dusks.
The black one, right?
No. No, then Dawn. Oh, okay. The gray pair. I got the black pair on the release.
Oh, okay. I got the white pair. I got the black pair.
And then I bought Ama Meunier black 12s for like $85.
Them joints is fire. I mean, the white 12 is probably better to me, but they both fire. Them 12s from Ama Meunier are underrated to me. Super like, underrated. You'll probably never wear them, right?
Yeah, well.
No, you won't.
I'll probably wear them next weekend.
Why? Is something going on?
It's a perform.
What, a black and maroon, black and maroon ball?
Yeah, go to Home Depot.
George, you cop anything?
Nope.
Dang. You cop no new cars or something? You spent the whole weekend at car show? We was worried.
Copped a lot of pieces of green paper with pictures with old men faces on
it. Was it worth going?
Oh, of course.
Oh, of course. Okay.
He met Gonzo.
No, I didn't meet Gonzo. He comes to my table every single year.
He come this homies. Year?
Yeah, he was there. He bought something from me.
Dang, what'd he buy? His own car?
Someone tried to. We seen some kid. Some kid came to the table and was trying to sell us like a Luis Gonzalez auto. I was like, "Fam, he's standing right there. Go sell it to him."
He said, "Yeah, I just got it signed."
And he was like, "No, you think so? Really?" I was like, "Even if he says no, you got a story to tell people. Like, what are you talking about?"
Did he buy it?
I have no idea. He never came back.
Man, well, how old was the kid?
Probably like 15, 14. Oh,
man, that's like, man, you good with kids, man. You should be.
You should have one.
Yeah, you should go ahead and have one. Huh?
All right. Am I not Ricardo? Yes, I'm not Ricardo around children. Thank you.
I don't know, man. You say, yo, go meet your hero. You should have walked him over there. No pickups for you?
Take him by the hand.
I didn't buy any pickups. I wanted to buy some Lululemon this weekend, but I just couldn't decide on some stuff. And then I just wanted to get out the store. Oh, sorry.
Last night.
Went to the outlet, but went to the, I was at the other store, Scottsdale Mall. I don't know. That store's kind of weird how it's set up. That looks cool, though. That looks got some fire stuff in it, though. But they got better winter stuff at Lululemon. Like, the regular shirt stuff? I don't know.
This is my favorite shirt ever.
That's Lululemon?
Yeah.
Oh, so that shirt's cool. You got that outlet?
We Made Too Much on the website.
Say what?
You don't know about the We Made Too Much?
No, what is that?
You go on the Lulu website, We Made Too Much, it's all sales stuff.
Didn't know that.
I got you.
Tips.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You know, you're wearing Asics with Nike. So
that's actually facts, yes.
I'm joking.
I mean, I can't argue.
Last night, no joke, minding my own business. I don't know if it was you, Andy, social media, I don't know. I saw one of the greatest dunks I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, it wasn't me. I seen it after. That tweet was just funny that I sent.
As soon as I saw the dunk, I went straight to Adidas to see if they had any. They didn't. Because I was going to ask the plug to go ahead and get them for me.
Yes.
They didn't have my size and the color that I wanted. So I went straight to eBay and copped immediately. One of the greatest dunks I've ever seen in my entire life. And it's no joke. And we've seen a lot. We've seen a lot of dunks.
I'm pretty sure he did the same exact thing earlier this season.
No, he tried to. He missed it, though. He tried it.
I think Ant-Man might be on steroids, though, because he's jumping to a higher level.
Give him to everybody. All right,
I'm not judging, I'm just saying.
Football players, basketball, all take steroids. If he own them, go ahead and do it.
I was talking all weekend at the car show about how Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame despite being a Dodger fan.
Yeah, he should be in the Hall of Fame, period. Pete Rose, too. I don't care about all that stuff. Forget all that, man.
Pete
Rose played out.
I mean, Pete Rose is weird. Well, Barry Bonds kind of weirdo, too. But
they both weirdos. But look, you went out there and did your job. You don't care what era it was. You did your job. But Ant-Man, fam, copped immediately. Those are the only stories that matter in sneakers, sports stories, to me. I don't need none of that Joe Fresh Good stories and stuff. Nice stuff. Like the shoes. Good looking stuff. But
not,
fam.
Not anymore.
Feats. So I copped the, I got the Anthony Edwards one, the With Loves, the first colorway that came out. Joints on their way. Should be here by Friday. Immediate cop. That's how great that dunk was. That dunk was stupid fire. When you could dunk on somebody and give them a concussion and they'll come back in the game, top 5, top 10 greatest dunks all time. Now. Period. I don't care.
Game CTE.
Fam, I've never. I haven't rewound a dunk or something like that and watched it over and over and over just to check more faces and see what everybody was doing. And he dislocated his finger, walked straight to the locker room, came back. Come on, man. Stop it. Stupid fire.
He might be the GOAT.
Okay. He's not a GOAT yet.
Oh, I did get a grail on this weekend.
He's the greatest University of Georgia basketball player of all time. Yeah.
Hey, you want a cop of Mac Jones XRC?
Nope. I had a Stroud that I got a PSA 10 on, though, but I sold it already.
What'd you sell for?
Same exact card. You had 1200.
Somebody paid 1200 for it?
Yep.
You guys see this?
I mean, fam, he has $1 million cards. Yeah.
Yeah, they both got fined $75,000.
What?
Yeah, they should have.
He didn't even. Just because of what their last names are?
No, because he planned that. Now, Dick, he shouldn't have got fined as much as Black because it was his idea. But still,
bam,
they should have got fined $100,000 each.
Listen, if funny sayings had two syllables, it wouldn't be as funny. The fact that both of those things are one syllable makes it funnier.
They fined them each $75,000, and basically
said Dick Black,
and basically gave them a warning or gave him a warning. Don't do this again. No.
Well, they ain't gonna do it again. It was clearly it was a one time.
No, not them two. I guess they told Dick, like, don't do that. Like, don't somebody come through with, you know, Trey Young want to come through and do that? Don't do that. So
there's nothing you can do about it.
No, you can. You go ahead. You trade jerseys in the locker room. You go trade jerseys in the locker room.
I understand that. That's his name. Like,
damn, you can't even switch him around.
It's gonna be way more stuff. Like, anytime he does anything, they're going to accuse him of something.
Of course, but you can't do that. Dude. Not in front of NBA photographers.
Name, no.
Is anybody else last name small?
Not in front of Randy Johnson.
Small, they're small in the league? I don't know.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff. I've seen people tweeting a list of
names.
It was like, I hope I never see any of these players play Grady Dick.
And I was like, man, come on, man.
It was like, what's his name, Wood?
Seen Christian Wood.
Yeah.
It said Wood Dick. I seen
Harry.
There's no Harry in the league. Not that I know of, not that I could think of. I seen.
But yeah, Trey Young, definitely.
They said Trey Young. They said, don't do Young Dick. They said.
Pause.
I think they had, what's his name, White? White on the Celtics. They was like, don't do White Dick. I was like, fam, that's the worst last name of all time. No, I'm sorry. No.
It's not the worst, but it's.
Well,
but
it's number two.
It's pretty bad.
The worst is what's his name? He used to play for Florida State, Fag. It was F-A-G-G.
There's still a
no
there's
way.
There's a guy who plays in the NFL. His last name is F-A-G-O-T. It's like Fago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They call
I saw
him.
That. No way. I get my stuff changed.
Wait, what about that? What's that kid's name that plays high school football?
Oh, yeah. That nigga.
He might be a better basketball player.
Nah, it don't
he
matter.
Showed him out there balling.
Change your name. No,
it's
what
Cuh.
Is it like N-I-G-H-A?
Oh yeah, it's Cuh, but don't do
or
that.
Or Kaniga or something like that.
Fam, it's too close. Don't even do it.
That's his daddy's fault. Huh?
Dad's the coach. They was like they
how
announced
did,
the coach's name and
how
said
did nobody
name,
say?
Like,
how did nobody say? Duke play this. I mean, they didn't have social media then, but his daddy should have got the same treatment, huh? It wasn't except his daddy only like he's probably younger than me. It wasn't acceptable back
Street's
then either.
Too hot. No, change your name.
It sounded like his dad is from the '50s.
But that's all the pickups I got, George.
I
Elises.
Think they think it's funny because he's white. That's why he hasn't changed it yet.
I mean, it's all funny. Of course, that's the funny part.
Damn, you know, I'm saying if it was a black guy's last name, he probably would have changed it.
Oh, what about the old?
No.
What about that old?
I think so.
What about that old picture? Fuck you, do me.
You can't have a bunch of you can't have a bunch of white cats calling you that.
I mean,
a white guy can be called that by anybody. A black guy can't be called that except by other black people. That's why.
Fam, I don't weird. Even want to talk about it. Go ahead and do releases. Go ahead.
You brought it up.
No, I didn't. I didn't bring him. Simple did. I was talking about quarter. What's his name? He used to play for Florida State. The other last name, too, Gaylord. First name, Gaylord. Nah. Nothing against it. I'm not saying nothing, but nah.
I'm probably late on this, but have you guys seen the freaking Knock the Hot Stepper 2?
They did a shot drop.
Bruh.
The orange ones?
Bruh.
Fam.
I need about three pairs of those.
You must don't buy sneakers no more, dude, if you didn't know about that.
Dunkin' out fire those off.
Those suck.
I need about three pairs of those.
Those are for community service.
Mischief, Sideways, Timberland boot.
Them joints is dope to me.
No, they're not.
I don't care what nobody says. Them joints is cool.
No, they're not.
When did they do the shock drop?
Last week.
You copped them?
No.
You knew about it?
Yes.
You didn't tell me?
No. You got alerts.
These Brooks are kind of fire.
I can't.
Oh, yeah. The ones with the big soda bottom? Fire.
Ghost Max Blue Yellow.
I am mad at
I don't even know the last time I opened sneakers. I don't remember the last time I tried for some of the sneakers.
Well, that's what happens when you get engaged. It will life change for the better.
Jordan 14 Flint Gray.
Yeah, all right. I saw him on sneakers app up close and personal. The suede is nappy.
Don't need them.
There's too much white on the bottom. What
did you say, Simple?
I got Stussy 89 Lows. That's all I need. All
right. Freak. Raisa Leal. I have no idea who that is. I'm assuming a skater. Raisa Leal Dunk Low SB.
I thought it was a girl, but they're dunks.
It's not?
I don't know.
Is that the one that comes out tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's not a girl?
I have no idea.
Simple copping, though. He knew that. They come out tomorrow, right? Yeah, you knew that.
I might need to see those. I can't wear Brooks, though. Brooks did something to me. Pause.
What they do?
gave me some aches and pains.
Hey, yo, I bet.
Then I stopped wearing them. Aches and pains went away on their own.
That's what you healed?
That was Hannah had a friend who worked for Brooks, and she used to send us all kinds of free shit. And however the shoe is built on the end. I mean, I'm sure you can get like a custom-made orthotic to change that or whatever, but however they're built on the inside just made it weird.
If I got to buy an orthotic for a pair of brand-new shoes, then I don't need the shoes, though.
Well, right. That's why I stopped wearing them. Mm. Women's Jordan 1 Low, not OG, Jade Smoke.
That's why George quit doing marathons.
Mm-hmm. You guys say he had a bunch of free stuff. I didn't get nothing, did you?
I never saw a pair of Brooks in my life.
I never saw them in my life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it might even have been before the podcast, to be honest with you.
No, I wouldn't. I remember the story.
Yeah, I knew you before the podcast, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we knew you.
Hello, friend who works for Brooks. Can you get my friends free shoes, too?
That's how it works. I mean, if you don't mind coming on the half.
I never got Gatorade. Oh. I never got waters.
I got water from
Clara.
I got water from her. That water was good, too.
You got special Christmas cookies, so that's enough.
That water was special.
All right. Ascensia. I don't know if I've had one since then. I'll be completely honest.
Oh, yeah, I ain't paying for it.
Women's Air Jordan 1 Method of Make. Don't know what that means.
They could have stopped at meth.
I mean, they look like your teeth after meth, though.
Let me
joints
see.
Yellow, though.
Oh, they low top? Oh, them sudden like baseballs.
Burnt yellow.
Ew.
Let's see what else. Air more up tempo UNC slide.
Come on. up tempo slide. Up tempo specifically for jumping in basketball. What do you need up tempo?
What?
There's a slide for.
There's a Jordan 1 Golf Mule.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Why?
Ain't that for ladies?
I hope so. But
do people golf in mules?
You can. Well, how do you golf in a slide?
Simple. You still golf?
We're not getting invited.
Simple is engaged. You don't do anything.
George, you golf?
Once a year.
That's about what I'm at. One long weekend a year.
I haven't done it in a long time.
El Correcto. Trophy Room. Trophies coming out. Trophy Room. Rookie Year. Jordan 1986. Whatever that corner.
Y'all trying for those? Was. Rookie cards?
I don't want those.
They're on sneakers.
The box is the best part of the thing.
I haven't seen the box.
It's the... It looks like the pack, like the 1986 Fleer pack.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, fire. Okay.
I mean, 140? it was in the thing.
That's an 86?
Isn't that what it looks like?
That's an 86 low?
No.
Or a regular low?
It's just called rookie card.
I mean, yeah, like rookie card is like the theme. You didn't see the commercial? It's corny.
Nah, man. Some of the light sneakers no more, man. Reform.
He still buys more than me. Oh, maybe not you. He definitely buys more than me.
No, this is my first couple purchases in a while. All I cop now is paint. Drywall and Lululemon.
Yeah, but that's only been like the last three weeks.
Paint, drywall, and Lululemon.
There's a couple things on here. The picture's not popping up. Jordan 2 Low Cherry Blossom. Picture, no picture. I don't know what's going on here.
No thanks.
It sucks, or
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You gotta give 2 weeks worth, buddy.
Why does? Yes, I'm aware how this segment works. Thanks. Why are there two Trophy Room listings?
Women's and men's.
Or kids and men's.
Kids and men's. It doesn't say women's or kids, though. It just says the same exact
second
thing.
Chances.
One says rookie card, one says home. Are there two different colors?
Let me see.
No idea. It's no picture on it, he says.
Oh, there's
damn,
no,
you got the ad? I mean, the app.
He don't got go no more. He deleted it.
Yeah,
for
right.
Lululemon.
He got more,
and, Sherman
got more
Moore
apps than both of us put together. Look.
Got Sherman Moore.
Sherwin Williams.
What's the
whichever one?
Sherwin Williams.
Sherwin Williams.
He better go to Lowe's Home Depot or Ace Hardware. Women's Air Max 186 Big Bubble Royal Blue.
Nasty.
Yes, no?
I mean, yeah, of course.
Okay.
But don't we already got those? Do we all got Royal? We got Royal Air Max.
I mean, I do.
I know I do somewhere.
Not the Big Bubble one, just the,
yeah, I don't got the OGs.
Yeah, I got that one.
I got the regular bubbles.
Well, that is the OG.
No, not the 86, though. 86 Big Bubble, though. That's the original design, I think.
Hold on. So does...
Just you know.
Hold on. So does one have...
Air Max half. Fam, there's a lot of pictures.
Rookie card away.
I think you need to update your app, though.
You might be right.
Swipe up, throw it out, and then upload it again.
Swipe up, man.
So is there a home and an away?
I don't know. I've never seen it. I've only seen the red one.
Air Jordan 9, powder blue.
Fire. But it's the greatest. There are two nines that are the greatest nines of all time. Olives and the powder blue. But here's the thing. I want everybody to listen to this. Don't go buy those. You know why? Skate was at a sneaker show, showed a picture of these new ones. They don't got the 23 on the back. If you're buying Jordan 9s without the 23 on the back, you're insane. Those are fakes. Those are replicas. If you're not going to make a proper retro, it's a replica. I still stand by that from when we did the very first episode of this stupid podcast. Do not buy powder blue Jordan 9s. Don't buy any Jordan 9 if there's no 23 on the back. Period.
I'm a Meunier Airship Green. What is this? Marvel Moss? Collab Green Time Stone.
Them joints are fire. Green
Stone. Okay, the fire. Don't use
that's
that
the only
word.
Color I know.
Don't do that.
Oh, I think maybe there's one that has a white swoosh, one that has a black swoosh.
Now, you know what I think.
We like when stuff looks vintage. It doesn't mean the shoes.
Hold on.
I'm a Meunier
Airships.
Airship Green.
Those are fire.
All the Meunier Airships. Fire. Hold on.
Those are fire.
Fire. No, they're not. They're fire. No, they're but not. Like I said, Airships are industry plants. So that's what they are.
They're not fire. The design, the colorway is fire. The shoe itself sucks.
All right.
Is that okay?
No.
No. Airships don't. Airships don't suck.
Air shits suck. No, they don't. Suck shit.
They're fire.
Ew.
Fam, airships suck. Do you own a pair of airships?
A lot.
No, you don't.
Orange, yellow, green.
Yeah, you love
it. And I'm a Meunier.
You ain't got no orange, yellow, control, green.
I'll show you. I think I got them in the car right now to take to the house.
You talking about you pouring, you got all them airships?
That was
you
before.
You need to take them joints back. Well, you need to sell them then so you can buy some Sherwin
Williams. That was before I need. That's the difference.
That was before I need a loan.
Black swoosh, white swoosh. That can't be it. There's no way.
Maybe you get one of each pair in the box.
Like that. What?
The box is fire.
Puma One Piece collab.
One like, Piece I would cop just for the box.
Anime and card company.
Something like that.
Well, I mean, I know they make cards, but that's based off anime. So,
they know the anime, but I don't know what it is. I know it's like Puma, a pirate ship.
Puma Suede anime collab. Women's Air Max DN All Night, that new, or I'm assuming it's a new model.
Oh, every single DN comes out on Air Max Day. So, that box is stupid fire.
Yes,
stupid
March 26th. The Volt one's kind of dope.
Yeah, there's a couple of colors fire. The best part about those Air Max is the new ones, they're 160. That's the best part. They're not 210, they're not 220, they're not 230.
Ooh, still
they're 160. And when they hit the outlet for $79 and 30% off, guess who'll be there? Me?
Not you.
And then I'll go home and think about it.
Air Max 1, 86 OG Big Bubble Air Max Day. No picture. GOAT app don't work.
You know what it is, though, right?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
It's the Royal with the Volt midsole.
Oh.
Stupid fire.
Okay.
We copping?
Might need those, maybe.
Simple, we copping?
What?
Air Max Day.
Why are you asking him?
The blue one with the Volt midsole?
Yes.
Yeah, I buy that.
We copping. He got the red one. We didn't get the red one.
He just said he don't cop shoes. He copping paint.
I cop specials.
And drywalled up.
But those have paint on them.
He'll wait till somebody wears it and then buy it.
Oh, you know what I did buy? I bought those women's neon Air Max 1 for $65.
You bought a what?
Those Volt Air Max 1.
You're supposed to call on him. Did he put his hand up?
Women's Volt Air Max 1?
Raised his hand. I don't know what that is. It's just Volt Air Max 1? Just Volt?
Yeah.
I can picture it.
$65.
You know what you need to buy and use since you can fit it, though.
Let's do it.
The shoe I'm going to draft later on.
Nah.
You know what I'm talking about.
You ain't going to get it before me. You better go. You better get it first then.
If you think you win, before me?
Yeah. All right. Joseph, you don't even know. You got
you don't even know.
Performance anxiety. You get the first thing.
I got some kind of anxiety.
I know you be at work. You be at work. I know Sim will be at work like, ooh. He get in here, be like, oh, Sim, you got the first pick. He like that. That was the first pick. The first pick, I said, airship. Red airships.
Women's Air Jordan 2 Black Metallic Gold. It doesn't look too bad, to be honest, but.
What's it called?
The Jordan 2 Women's Black Metallic Gold.
Black.
White midsole, black outsole, and the shoe is black and gold. I don't know. I guess black and gold shoes always look good to me for the most part.
Black dick.
All right. Air Jordan 3 GS Vintage Floral. I don't understand why, but.
Kids.
I mean, I don't. What's the point of the.
I don't know, man. Cherry blossoms.
I mean, it marches like spring. Is it spring color, I
DC?
Guess?
DC. Mm.
Women's SL72. This is up your alley. Women's SL72 OG pre-love brown. Pre-loved.
What the heck does that mean?
I don't want to know, probably. SL72 RS Blue Scarlet.
Stupid fire. Did you buy those, Simple? You know what they're talking about? The OG. Show them the picture.
Like the OG like ones. What the Soviet Union used to wear in the Olympics.
I would buy those. I bought those.
I have an original pair of those, but they dusty. And they pretty much flat. Like they.
I want those, and I want those ones I sent you. The nylon Sambas.
See, look. Sweden
for 40% off.
See, look. Sweden used to wear those. Russia wore the ones I showed you.
I think mine was in
Brazil
the
and Jamaica used to wear those.
I need those. I need those to support my family.
Okay.
Man, what does that mean? Is your fiance Jamaican? Is that why you said
yes.
that?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. What are you talking about?
Support your family. I thought you meant support.
Oh, like, she got family that still lives there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's not true. She was born there.
Man, we don't know none of you know. I don't know none of the story.
I know he went to Jamaica, but you know.
Don't come in here telling a story like we supposed to know. Though.
Yeah, we rode dolphins and everything, bro.
That's not unique to Jamaica. I was like, that's not unique to Jamaica. You could do that in SeaWorld in San Diego, buddy.
Did somebody call you a bumper clock?
Probably.
That's the most important part. Huh? Did you go down there and start singing?
We ate beef patties.
Down by the beach, Lord have mercy.
What song is that?
What do you mean, what song is that? Damn, that's what you sing when you go to Jamaica, though. When you go to Sandals Resort, you got to sing it.
Yeah, hold on. Did y'all go in the streets or were y'all at the resort?
Both. Nah, he can't go in the streets.
I don't know if you was in the streets of Jamaica. I don't know about that. I saw you post a picture, though. You looked like you was at, you know.
We had to go in the streets.
He was out there.
To get beef patties and to go ride the dolphins. Outskirts.
Beef patties are fire. Now, I've never had one in Jamaica, but beef patties are fire.
I never had one in Jamaica either. I'm assuming they're authentic.
We ordered from this.
I've never smoked marijuana in my life, but if I went to Jamaica, I'd probably take a couple of puffs.
You would come back a Rastafarian. You come
no,
back
she
dreads,
had
huh?
like a family. One of her family friends picked us up one day, took us around.
Mm.
So we got out. Man.
So you blazed up. Were you there on 420?
No, we were there for Jamaican Independence Day, though.
Dang, that's even more lit.
It was lit.
It was like a big like Rastafari concert and stuff at the hotel.
Jamaica about to play the U.S. on Thursday. Who you rooting for?
Jamaica. What'd you say?
Jamaica.
Terrorists, man. You betrayed.
I'm going to get my hair braided, too.
If you put a flagpole up at your new house, and you put the Jamaican flag on top, then we ain't friends no more, though. I respect Jamaica. They're Commonwealth.
Before I cut my hair, I made her braid it, and I begged her to let me go play basketball like that.
Yeah, damn. You go right ahead.
Jamaica is our allies, but you can't be having a Jamaican flag.
Jamaica,
you can't be having a Jamaican flag over the U.S. flag. I told you I was watching Masters
of the
Air.
I'm gonna get that split one.
The military, though.
I'm gonna get that split one.
Like
half Jamaica, half
during
US
the whole show.
I'm gonna get the split one. And carry
I'm
it
telling
around.
You, Masters of the Air might be the greatest TV show of all time. No? You want to talk about
it.
You want to talk about nostalgia?
I may want nostalgia. Yeah, you was on a bee bomber.
I was like this.
You went like this little. I've only done that a few times. And that was.
I even put my cap up like that.
Mark Wahlberg movie. When they was the military
Boston,
men.
I thought you were talking about Boston Marathon.
Nah.
Movie.
Mark Wahlberg movie. They was Lone Survivor. And I was like this. Like that. I was about to enlist.
We only watch Cool Runnings.
Love it. I've been saying I got to show the kids that. Because Cortez was old enough, and now he's old enough to watch it. I told him about
Cool Runnings?
FYI, that was the movie George said that he teared up on.
At the last part. At the
no. Yeah. George only gets teary-eyed on sports movies.
When John Candy dies?
Nah. When they carry the bobsled across the thing.
Across the line. Fam, your girl going to kill you when you get home. You don't know historical facts like that. Huh? That was a big monumental moment.
Fam, I'm going to tell you right now, Steven Spielberg and Tom Brady. What's his name?
Tom Cruise.
The other one.
Tom Cat.
What's the one who was in the movie Big? Come on.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Jones. Yeah, Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks get together. I'm watching the first day. I don't care what it is. Make something else.
I think Tom
I dare
Hanks retired.
You. Huh?
I think he retired.
Who?
I think he only does like, you mean producing
yeah,
wise.
Like
hey,
directing
yeah,
and producing
okay.
or whatever. Oh, and they man from True Detective Season 1 was the director of the first four episodes.
Colin Farrell?
I watched.
That's Season 2.
And I watched just so I could correctly judge it. What else come out?
Yes, now you talking about nostalgia. Huh? Air Max 1 light soft pink.
You don't even know what it looked like.
I mean, you will wear it. None of us are paying retail for it, but we all will wear it. It doesn't say women's. I'm assuming it's just men's. I don't know. Now, the Jackie Robinson, that's a different story. I would pay full price for that. Just sheerly out of respect.
Jackie Robinson what?
That Jackie Robinson Air Max what?
Yes.
They don't suck.
They don't suck.
They suck.
No, they don't.
They said they're a disrespect.
That shoe was far from suck. Now, it might not be as far as the Dunk and as far as whatever else, but that shoe does not suck.
It's not even in the top 100 Air Max 1s.
I mean, is it in the top 100 Air Max 1s named after Jackie Robinson? Yes.
We need to play softball against so I can buy those, though. The Griffey.
Fam.
Griffey cleats.
Let me see.
It's about 5 years since we played, and Greg almost died last time we played. We ain't playing.
No, hold on. Now, in the outfield, I was
these
trapped,
suck.
But don't even front of me on hitting.
These suck.
I went like 30 for 30
okay,
out there.
You can't die at the plate.
These suck.
I don't give a shit.
You could die at third base, huh? You need a umpire chest protector
it's
if you
been
play
a
third
minute.
Base again.
Hold on. That ball took a crazy hop to hit my chest. So don't do that, man. almost killed me, huh? My sternum ain't
it
never been the same.
It sounded like a shotgun shell went off. Huh?
All right.
I'm
he was
dead
all the way
serious.
On first base. Huh?
You were pitching. You know. You better say it.
Simple
was
over there slamming his glove on the ground.
You better, like, tell, you better tell the truth. He was closer to you than me. You better tell the truth.
Fam, I was playing shortstop. That ball took a crazy hot
hit me
on my chest.
You almost died.
I haven't been able to milli rock correctly ever since. I ain't 30. That's my sternum ain't never been the same.
I thought you almost died.
I thought I almost died too. That drive home was lonely.
You thought about stopping at the hospital. It's right there.
Yeah, that
too.
VA. I'm about to be in LA like this. You're going there to look at a little bit of what branch, sir? Softball.
Air Jordan 1 High OG Craft Ivory.
Nope.
Damn.
We done
Simple may be the only person I know that owns a Craft.
Nah, we do 2 weeks now because we only come every 2 weeks.
Oh.
Actually,
we done yet.
The downfall.
What would be?
Too busy.
Actually, we're right at the end now. Jackie Robinson, Air Max 1, 86, OG. Dunk Low Urban Landscape. That sounds racist, bro.
I don't know what that
I'm gonna
means.
Just be honest with you.
These Jackie Air Max 1s suck.
You smoking.
They do.
They don't suck. That word is used too much.
Yeah, by you. You're the main user.
I mean,
of it.
Yeah, life sucks the day you die, but the Jackie Robinsons definitely don't suck.
Oh, life doesn't suck the day you die. Fam, I didn't say the day you die.
I said life sucks and then you die. Clyde.
Still trying to get a piece of the apple pie.
3024 Zen Blue and Silver.
All right, ready to pick the draft now?
Fam, are you good with the. Is there any hitters in the rest? Are there any bangers in the rest?
Zoom Freak 5, Ode to Your First Love.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Is that a Giannis? Fam, is there any bangers in
LeBron
there?
LeBron 21 Cool Gray. LeBron 21 Easter, and that's it.
Okay.
I think you went way too far.
No, nah, April 1st. That's Monday.
Oh, that's April Fool's.
Okay. Good looking.
Okay.
I know I had other stuff on there topic-wise that we're just going to touch on real quick, but I'm not going to do that anymore because I did call LAPD and confirm that Urban Necessities man, Beard Man, didn't have anything to do with that stolen Yeezy goods, so I'm not going to say nothing about him, all right? I know Catch was like, oh, I can't wait to hear what you say about him.
The fact they put that post out is embarrassing, though, the way they put it out. I mean,
it is.
Embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, but let me tell you something. Beard Man, Urban Necessities face, he got...
I don't know nothing about the story, by the way. The first I seen of it was when you posted the thing.
It's just always something, all right? Now, look, I'm sure you're out there trying to get his money. Cool. I ain't mad at you. Whatever. He's still a fraud and a weirdo, but God bless, all right? So I'm not going to say nothing about him because
look
I confirmed...
You, no.
I confirmed with an LAPD person I know personally who said that they had nothing to do with it as of right now.
People are lucky I didn't get let out the house. I would have dropped 80.
On what? Them Yeezys? On what?
Look at your phone.
Let he sent see. You a picture.
Yeah, I saw that already.
I would have dropped 80.
I know you had a headache. No, your scalp was red. Your scalp was red, boy. Them braids hurt.
He probably forgot to put sunscreen on it, too.
Before we do the draft, Shohei Ohtani, New Balance logo, signature, doesn't matter.
The game is on at 3 a.m. tonight. I'm going to record it. I ain't watching.
Oh, I'll be up for work, so I'm watching for certain. You said with No Simple?
No.
Oh, okay. Grew up in the Griffey era.
It's a New Balance.
Griffey.
If it was Nike, okay.
You think he could sell a Nike?
I mean, it's going to sell in Japan. Yeah. Even regardless of the logo. Fam, the logo makes no sense.
I was talking to somebody the other day. Like, Mike Trout might be the best baseball player of our generation.
Facts.
If he walked by right now, I'd have no idea who he was.
I'd have zero idea. Well, I mean,
yes, you would.
No.
If he opened this door and he's like, hey,
nah, you caught Mike Trout cleats and you caught Mike Trout cleats to play softball one day a week.
But dude, he looks like any other fucking Mormon kid in Gilbert.
No, hold on. If we saw Mike Trout, we would go, wait a minute. That's somebody.
Aaron Rodgers plays this sport with a helmet on, and y'all still would know who he
is.
That's different.
Damn, it's not different. Just because he's been on Pat McAfee the last 2 years or whatever.
That ain't why either.
What ain't why?
We've known Aaron Rodgers forever. Yeah. Like, since Cal.
Mike Trout only like 4 years shorter.
That's fine. But here's the thing. Mike Trout, baseball players, you don't pay attention like that.
No.
Like, I don't. Now, look, Manny Ramirez, yes. David Ortiz, yes. Derek Jeter, yes.
Yeah, and you can keep Mike going Trout, down the list. Mike Trout, A-Rod, people.
Yes.
Mike Trout is down the list.
Yeah.
Of what?
Of, like, Kenry I would be
Jr.,
like, oh,
yes.
Shite.
Barry Bonds, yes.
Immediately, I would go, oh, shite. Barry Bonds. Oh, shite. Derek Jeter. Trout comes in, I'd be like, oh, shoot, that's
No, you wouldn't. Don't do that.
That's tight end on the Eagles. That's what I would have said, huh?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I would.
If he walked in right now, I'm not drinking. I'd have no idea who it was.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Now, if he walked in here, that's a little bit different. I mean, closer view. Wait a minute, I know you. But I wouldn't be like, yo, Mike Trout, what you doing in here? You want a pod? I wouldn't know that.
Damn, if y'all don't stop.
Look, Shohei Ohtani, I don't know if he's selling sneakers. I don't know if he's selling baseball. I don't know what he's selling.
Definitely ain't selling them in the United States. But the whole point is the logo makes no sense. That man is a pitcher and a hitter, and they got him running the bases. Well, huh?
That's what you do after you hit.
Fam. What does running the bases got to do with what Shohei Ohtani is known for?
Fam, absolutely a baseball nothing. Player having a signature logo of not doing anything technically baseball.
Yeah, no bat,
running,
no ball.
No bat, no ball, no glove, no nothing. It just looked like a man running a marathon. It looked like a New Balance logo for running a marathon.
Turning a corner in a marathon. Let me tell you something. He was leaned.
I haven't been this excited for Dodgers for baseball, period, in a long time.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even send you the video. That will get you even more hype.
I watch baseball probably more casually. I watch pretty much all Dodgers games that come on TV, and the rest of the stuff I'll watch. I watch some D-backs games here and there, but I'm stupid hyped for this. I may not miss a single Dodgers baseball game this season. Do you understand me?
No.
Period. Yes.
I'm going to send you the video now. You're going to be even more hyped. Watch this video I just sent you.
All right. Should I pick the draft order?
Fam, relax. Oh, I already seen that, but I haven't watched the whole thing yet. I'll watch it.
All right. You ready to do the draft order?
Oh, fam, hold on. So, no selling New Balances? Everybody good with that?
He's not selling them.
Right. What question are you asking? Is the logo fire?
No,
or?
Is he selling? Is he going to be able to sell New Balance
in Japan?
No.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Kawhi Leonard can't sell New Balances.
Bodega I don't think can't people. I don't think people understand.
The only person that can sell New Balances apparently is Action Bronson.
Hold on a second. People don't realize the size of the market and the spending power of Japan. Everyone thinks it's like because it's a tiny island country or whatever. But when you look at the population, it's one of the bigger countries in the world terms of like number of humans. And
yeah, but
the
they
spending,
still have style.
And the spending, that's also part of it. But the spending power, what is Japan, the third or fourth most rich country in the world? I mean,
like
the U.S., then I think England, and then maybe France or Germany, and then Japan.
China was up there. Russia up there?
I mean, they got a lot of people. They don't got a lot of money.
Oh, I thought Russia was up
Russia
there.
Russia has oil, so I guess, like, potentially.
Iraq,
but
Dubai?
Saudi Arabia, actually, and like UAE and stuff.
Canada?
But I think, honestly, like, because every country that's, like, off the coast of the ocean produces oil. They just may not produce the same amount.
Well, we'll see. I have no idea. Anything else you're talking about? Nothing? Simple's dying to get out of there. He got to get home.
He lives in Blythe now. What do you expect?
Were you going to say your final four picks? Simple, you got a final four picks. Or do you even watch sports anymore? Okay, he hates all college sports.
I'll give my
college everything.
I'll give my two sleepers to make the final four. How about that?
Go ahead,
Auburn.
That's not a sleeper.
Yeah, they are.
Auburn's not a sleeper.
Are these locks?
Yes, they are.
They won
are these locks?
No, they're not locks.
They won the whatchamacallit, the conference or whatever.
Fam. Stop.
That's not a sleeper.
It is a sleeper.
Okay.
Listen, first of all, I sent this information out a long time ago to people. So before they were
won
the conference tournament. And the other one is Iowa State. I got this is verified text messages from like 3 months
ago. I'll give you some real sleepers. Texas Tech.
U of A.
Okay. I'm giving you Texas.
Okay, huh? Go ahead.
I'm gonna give you Texas Tech, and I'm gonna give you I'm gonna slip in a Northwestern, but I'm talking about a sleeper for like I'm gonna go Elite Eight for Northwestern. But Texas Tech, I got them a sleeper for Final Four to me.
All right, I'm going to say Villanova and Duke.
You went out on a limb. I don't even know if
Villanova might not even be in the tournament.
Yeah, I don't think Villanova made the tournament.
Okay, well.
Duke did,
then you'll be that much more surprised when they get there.
Somebody said Oakland may beat Kentucky.
Man, Auburn is a four seed. That counts as under the radar. Don't do that. A four seed. And Iowa State's a two. Okay, if you said that one, I'll give you that one.
What are you drafting first?
Auburn's a four.
I picked what? Texas.
What are you going to draft first?
Well, I think I was first last year, so I know I'm going to probably be third now.
I picked real underdogs. Texas Tech and Northwestern.
But if you were first, what would you draft?
I didn't say underdogs. I said sleeper.
Fine, sleeper. Those are sleepers.
Auburn, a four seed winning a championship is a sleeper.
If you were first, what would you draft?
I know what Gregory's going to draft, but it's going to cost him $1,318.
Everybody else good with the topics? Y'all want to do draft now? We can do draft and go home. Draft takes a little bit of time.
I mean, we can talk about, like, NFL free agency real quick. Like, anything that surprised Baker you or whatever.
I'm good on that.
All right. Well, we got to talk about it at some point.
Go Bucks. Go Bucks, go.
So, do you watch football anymore still?
Fam, you mean Milwaukee Bucks?
I want to ask right now. Who do you root for now?
The Bucks.
That's your team now. Not the Browns anymore. Did you root for the Browns at all when Flacco was there?
Did you donate your Carolina hats or sell them?
I threw them away.
Yeah, you sell them to who?
You don't throw money away. Now, we know you too well. I threw them away. You would have sold it. You would have put them on
eBay. We do know Sybil well. He does throw money away. You know?
No. But then he tries to sell that stuff that you're thinking he's throwing money away on. Fam,
Sybil, I only have one Carolina hat.
Sybil used to barter over like $5.
I still do.
See?
Tax man. Yeah, that's me. That's why we did draft early, too. So a couple people asked me what we're doing brackets again. I was like, brackets are too hard to create with the sneaker stuff. I let Sock Jig and everybody else have that. That's fine. But the draft is in April. Simple's usually super busy in April with tax stuff since he's an accountant. Not the accountant, but a accountant. And so we figured, like, well, I have it now. So I asked him if he could come through. He came through. So we're doing the sneaker draft. Y'all ready?
Let me give you one double-digit seed. One double-digit seed that could make the Final Four.
Fine, go.
GCU. Oh, Grand Canyon.
All right.
Dead serious.
All right.
Dead
we'll
serious.
See. All right.
I'm
we'll
not saying
see.
They will. I'm saying they
stage too big.
They absolutely can.
Glad they got there. Stage too big.
No, they're really good.
No, they're really good.
29-4.
There's a difference.
Really
when,
good.
There's a difference when the 64 start, not when you out there in the Sun Belt.
Fam, you talking about things where like big teams don't perform, little teams perform.
Stage too big.
Little teams perform.
All right. We're doing the sneaker draft. We appreciate everybody who likes, subscribe, share this podcast, like, comment, send DMs, all that type of stuff. I will be doing it again. I want you guys to vote who has the best draft. Obviously, it'll be me. But to make it fair, we will have the vote up to where you can vote to say if either Ryan, George, or myself had the best draft this year. We're doing 12 rounds, $4,000 count, $4,000 draft cap with 2023 sneakers and StockX average sale price. So, no, you don't do it. George, do a randomizer.
I already got it up.
Fam, I'm sure you do. Probably a screenshot.
Rolled dice.
I've never done it.
Six times.
And who's up?
Hold on. I got to do our names now.
I'm Greg.
One, two, three, four, five, six. George, Ryan, Greg.
Fine. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
All right, George, you got the number one pick again, 2 years in a row.
And we're doing snake, though.
I didn't think that would happen.
Snake, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing snake. This is the Sneak Diss Sneaker Draft 2024. George has the first pick. You already know it?
I'm going to check one thing first, but is it going to make a sound in here, too, or just on the audio?
Just on the headphones.
Oh, okay.
There's no speakers in here.
All right, hold on. Let me check something real quick.
I already hit the button.
I asked you 5 minutes ago who you were going
to
be.
He already screwed.
One. You can hit it again. Pause.
Hold on.
No, I'm not screwed. I want to see what – I'm going back to see what I picked for Sneaker of the Year on my choice.
Oh, fam, you don't got to be true to your word.
No. That's not why. I just want to see what I picked. Fine. Because I think my number one pick is something you wouldn't expect me to pick. With the number one pick in a Sneak This Draft 2024, drafting 23 sneakers. Nike SB Dunk Low, born times raised or born and raised, however you prefer, one block at a time. And that's B-L-O-C-C block.
I definitely didn't see you drafting that first.
Told you.
Nope.
Told you.
That would have been there in the eighth.
Yep. Okay.
I'm not I had no plans on drafting.
That was a reach.
It was literally one of the top five shoes of the year in our list that you said you
ate. That's fine.
Around.
That's fine, but I wouldn't have.
Fam, all right, with my first pick.
Come out the gates hot.
Come out the gates hot.
You stuck already. Oh, Lord have mercy.
I will take the Jordan 1 Low Olive Travis.
Oh, that's George, you didn't even say how much your value was.
That's the women's one, right? One block at a time, 606. But you got to verify it, though. I'm pretty sure that's right.
I had 580.
Well, give me 580 then.
And I got 811 on that?
811 for the olive?
I can't verify that one because I didn't write it down. I can't fit that women's shoe. So no. All right.
Two for you.
Did I write down the wrong prices?
I don't know.
Hey man, we have to make good with y'all prices. Mine is out of control.
Wait, what'd you have for his?
You said 4,000?
What'd you have for his?
For his, I had 580.
That's what I had.
Okay. You're right there. 580. We'll go with 580 then. But for the Travis 1 Olive, I got 150.
150? Yeah, I'll take that.
No.
That was the retail price.
All right. My turn.
Yeah, you wrote the retail price down, you geek.
I was going quick, man. I was doing a lot of work today.
All right. You got two picks.
For my first pick in the Sneak Disc sneaker draft, I am going with the Nike Air Jordan 4 SB Pine Green.
I was going to take that next.
Well, I wouldn't have said you would pick that because you hated on it the whole sneakers of the year show.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Snake, my next pick. For my second pick in the Sneak Disc sneaker draft, I will be selecting the Jordan 3 Reimagined. The Pine Green is at $379.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say. So you got to say the prices.
The Reimagined is, I got $271.
$379. Pine Green is $499.
No, I have $379.
$379.
Yeah, y'all making
and $271.
Nah, I think you were looking at the right ones.
Nah, y'all making. Fam, you had $150 for what you call it. You talking about I'm looking at
that
the wrong
was wrong.
Ones.
That was fine. I was wrong there. Let me go ahead and open this laptop up just in case.
All right. For my next pick.
Oh, shite. I got to cross these out. So I don't know.
I am going to take.
Wait, hold on.
The Nike SB Dunk Low April.
Hold on, freak. He picked what?
I picked the
SB, right?
SB Pine Green. Pine Green.
And what else?
And Reimagine 3. Fam, this cat picked the April Dunk SB. What?
Which one?
$329.
Which one?
April Dunks. What that was my favorite shoe of the year last year.
What does that look like?
The ones that what's the name put in the microwave.
The white and teal.
That's one of the greatest moments in show history.
I got that at $310.
He put them in the microwave. Oh, April skateboards?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I just looked it up at $310.
So it's me?
Yep.
With the second pick. The last pick of the second round. We are going with Jordan 5. Ama Manier Dusk, the black pair. Only bangers.
Smart. What you guys got that at?
Y'all like OnlyFans. This is Only Bangers.
Jordan 5, Ama Manier Dusk is $328.
That's what I got.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have enough money because the prices I got is higher than what y'all got.
$328. It's Ryan's turn again,
right?
I'm going
to have to keep a running total.
Oh, is it George turn again?
Yeah, I got two in a row.
Ugh,
so what was the one? 580 and what else?
580,
328. Okay, so I'm at 908.
Whew, I'm stressed over here.
With the first pick of the third round of the Sneak Diss sneaker draft for 2024, we're going to go Nike SB Dunk Low Power Puff Blossom, the pink pair.
You don't mean that. You don't even mean that.
I mean it.
He loves those.
I mean it.
You allowed to say that anymore?
Nope.
Fam, we weren't allowed to say that when we started this show 7 years ago.
8 years ago. I got that at $285.
I don't have it on my list, so God bless.
Oh, you tripping. You got Aprils, but you don't got those? You said 285? Yeah. I got to start writing these down. I might be out of money already. How many are we doing? 12 or 10?
12.
285.
You cooked.
580. And what was the other one? I'm my year dusk.
I'm my year dusk at 328.
328.
All right, my pick?
Yep.
I'm going to take the I'm my year dawn.
Don.
I got that at 257.
Don Dada. Fam, I think I won already, though.
Yeah, 257. Mine says 258, but somebody bought something while we drove here. Is my turn again?
Yep.
Yeah, you got two.
Two.
Okay, give me a second, guys. Got to take a look. Okay, so the dusk is gone. The dawn is gone.
You better draft what you picked for Stinker of the Year. I'm about to pick it, though, if you don't.
I don't remember what I picked for Sneaker of the Year.
Well, guess that's it, though.
Oh, shoot.
You're cooked.
Hold on, fam. What I picked for Sneaker of the Year, I can't remember. That was so
guess
long
that's
ago.
That's it, buddy.
Shoot. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and do this. I probably jumping the gun on this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Book one, numbered.
I'm trying to get that. I'm trying to figure out how to get that, but people, I got to be patient.
People are insane paying that much money.
With my third pick in the sneaker draft, I'm going to go with the Saucony J-Tips Grid Shadow 2 Blue.
Okay, that's what you have for the shoe of the year.
Grid, the second one, not the first model that came out, the second one.
Yeah, isn't the second one where they had made two of the same shoe in two different colorways?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that.
That's what you put for shoe of the year.
Yeah, okay. I got that at 197. For my fourth pick in the Sneak Diss sneaker draft, I will be selecting the Nike SB Powerpuff Blue. That one's called Bubbles. I have that one at 303.
All right. For my fourth pick in the Sneak This sneaker draft, I will be selecting the Nike Dunk Low SB Jarritos.
What's that go for?
455.
I got 567, but obviously that what y'all looking at is different.
Yeah, you were looking at the wrong thing.
I mean,
what you got, George?
I mean, we're about to do some things.
Uh oh.
Jordan, okay, it's the fourth round, third round, what round are we in? Fourth round, first pick, no, last pick of the fourth round. Jordan 1, Retro Low, OG, Year of the Rabbit.
Now hold on, let me see what price I got on that because you already doing some funny
717.
Stuff. You got that at 717, simple? Mm-hmm. I got 618.
Well, both of y'all got a number below mine, so thank you very much.
We'll go with 717.
I was going to say, add it together and divide by two.
Nah, we good.
717?
717.
All right, y'all trying to cheat me. I'll see how we do it.
What's your
you can
fifth
use your
pick?
Number.
Nah, we ain't using my number, fam. I'm not even going to tell you what it was. I'll tell you at the end.
What's the fifth pick?
With the first pick of the fifth round of the Sneak Diss 2024 Sneaker Draft, we are going to disappoint Gregory. Bring him to his knees. Hey. The Nike Air Max 1 designed by Japan.
Them joints got drafted right where they should be.
I need to know what price you got on that. It's got to be low.
And them joints is stupid fire. I got 156.
I need to text. Oh, that one matches.
156?
Yeah.
Good.
I need to text Abe, actually. I meant to ask him at the show to order it for Hannah.
What's up, Simple? Where you at with that fifth pick? You quiet over there.
Strategizing.
Uh-oh. I smell smoke.
I'm going to take the Union LA Beffy's Beauty 1.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That shoe's fire.
No, it's not.
It's not bad, but, yo, you could have got that at the 12th round. What price you got for that?
I think 190. What was it? Where is it at? 200.
Yep, 200. That's what I got. Ooh, my draft is already smoking, y'all. For the fifth pick in the Sneak Diss sneaker draft, I select, which has been arguably considered one of the greatest signature basketball sneakers in the last 10 years, the Anthony Edwards 1 Adidas With Love. One.
Guess you don't want to win.
With love. Oh, no.
Okay, well, hold up. On the one, on the J-Tips, you said you got the blue pair, right?
Yep.
Okay.
With love. That Adidas pair Anthony Edwards goes for. Does anybody write that down? I got it. 142.
I mean, I'm sure I wrote it down, but I got the wrong, I got a different price, so it don't matter.
142.
My 12th round pick is going to be the greatest pick of the draft, and y'all are going to be like, what's that? And when you look it up, you're going to be like, oh, my God, that's fire.
I doubt it.
Yeah,
nope. I'm telling you.
I don't think so.
With the 6th pick in the Sneak Diss Sneaker Draft, I am selecting the New Balance 998 Frank Lloyd Wright Chutney, the red one.
Okay. Respect.
I got that one at 272.
Put some respect on it.
Frank Red 272.
This is where Symbol goes off the Symbol goes off the rails.
Oh no, I'm calm, cool, and collective today.
This is where
you normally, still thinking?
This is where normally comes.
Is it me?
I'm at the sound.
Is it me or you went twice?
I went twice. He about to hit the sound.
He about to cop a van. Right.
I am going to take the Stussy Air Flight 89 low pecans.
Alright.
Dang, he panicked. He looked at his feet and was like, oh shoot. What's the price on those? I didn't write those down.
148.
148? Thank God.
Oh, no.
I'm copping those then.
How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
I don't think we're going to get nowhere near the 4K.
I don't know. I'm already past. I spent more than half my money already.
Yeah, drafting nothing but heat.
You right. I'm glad you noticed.
So what do I have left?
Oh, shoot. I didn't realize I was that high.
6?
Yeah, but I'm good, though. George, 6? What you got?
Look at you, dude.
I'm good.
You got nervous.
I'm good. What's up, George? You thinking?
Okay, yep.
You cooked.
Nope.
Yeah, you cooked. You ready?
I just realized I didn't have none in my rotation, and I got to get some. Jordan 4. Oh, wait, hold on. 6th round? 3rd pick of the 6th round. George Martin selects Jordan 4 Thunder. Hit the Thunder
icon. That's a good pick.
Hit the Thunder icon, huh?
I got 279 on that. Them joints is high.
They are, but I got a lot of money, huh?
You about to go for that 7th round now. You about to get sick with it now.
With the 1st pick of the 7th round of the sneaker draft, George selects something that, I was about to say something.
You're about to make a mistake.
Nah, not a mistake. I like it, but you don't like it, but you was about to crack some jokes.
I love it. If you like it, I love it.
I'm going to go. I have to pick this model.
We coming down.
I just talk it up all the time.
Your draft is already cooked.
Nike Zoom Vomero 5 Dornbecker.
Okay.
You thought
is that
I
yours?
Was cooked.
Is that your two?
You thought all I was right. cooked. What's the price on that?
DB price. Simple. Did you write that one down? I got it. I got 413.
That's insane.
413. Simple, let me know when you're ready.
I'm going to go with the Air Jordan 4 Olive Craft.
Fam. I definitely didn't write that down.
200
and... Oh, I would have assumed you would have definitely wrote
$203.
That
down.
$203. No. I mean, look, I understand it, but that's a 12th rounder. That's when you low on your funds and you'd be like, yeah, let me go ahead and grab that because that's a sleeper. That's a sleeper. That joint's a super sleeper.
With orange laces.
With the 7th pick in the Sneak Diss Sneaker Draft, I select the Dunk SB Yuto Horigami.
I was waiting for you to pick that.
I don't even know what that is.
Fam.
If you saw it, you would.
Get you a Slam magazine. That's not even the right magazine to look at. I got that at 336. With the 8th pick in the Sneak Diss Sneaker Draft, I select the New Balance 990 V6 Baklava Action Bronson.
The blue, the like the bluish one?
Nah, the green one.
Multicolor.
Hold on.
I thought you was picking the lapis lazuli.
Nah, the green one's better.
No, you smoking that.
Way better. Simple, which one's better?
Baklava.
Thank you very much.
You smoking.
I got that at 336, my boy.
365.
Y'all share.
Yeah, 365. Sorry.
Y'all share the pipe on that one. Simple. Pause.
Your 8th pick.
You picked 2, right?
Oh, he's got to go to his cell phone.
Dang, that's a wrap, for him.
He pulled a secret
piece of paper out.
He pulled the emergency secret out. Oh, shit.
It's too early for that.
Tom Sachs Brown.
That joint was like $56.
It's the greatest shoe of 2023.
No, it's not even close.
I didn't even know that came out then. What's the price on that?
$98.
The joint looked like a sack of turkey jerky, though.
That joint is $98. Oh, my gosh. Your draft is cool. You're not even trying.
That's my favorite shoe.
Now, hold on now. Cats may view that as a better draft because people do love that shoe, and I love that shoe, but the brown one is not the one.
Yeah, I like the yellow one. I don't like that one.
But I bought the yellow one almost a year and a half ago, and I still haven't picked it up from Blanc.
It's my turn?
Yep.
8th round, right? End of the 8th round?
End of the 8th round.
With the end of the 8th round choice, George Martin selects Saucony Grid Shadow J-Tips, other pair than Gregory picked. The opposite color,
the red brown one?
Brown and red, whatever. Yes.
Price on that, I got 203.
Dang, I'm up, buddy.
Hey,
I'm stuck.
I'm up.
All right. So.
My draft is on
fire. Simple. Wait, George, you got 2, right?
Got 1 more, yeah.
Nasty with it. We're going to have to take a pause break to do some calculations, too.
I'm up. You better be doing that in between picks.
I'm doing my thing.
Doing your thug thizzle.
Is it back to me?
Nope.
I guess no one's going to draft the book because ain't none of y'all got enough money.
Yo,
though.
Why don't you chill?
You ain't got enough money, though.
You don't know what I got in the tuck.
Okay.
Like, you don't know what I got in the tuck. And there's only one book that came out in 2023, so it doesn't matter.
Can't help you. With the first pick of the 9th round of the Sneak Diss Sneaker Draft, George Martin selects Nike Air Max 1 Size Collab Exclusive Considered.
I have no idea what that is.
Of course you don't, because I'm a OG from the streets.
Yep, the streets of Bel Air.
You love talking about Bel Air and what's the other one?
Calabasas.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Hold on.
He got to figure out the price because I wrote the wrong numbers down.
I don't know what that is.
Or I wrote the right number down, but when you see it, you're going to be like, size this is fire!
Exclusives. Hold on.
Wait, what's yours?
Look at him!
Wait, what is it?
Look at him!
Wait, what is it?
He didn't know!
What is it? Size exclusive 1906R?
George wins.
No, it's Air Max 1.
George wins.
He don't win.
He was like, hold on!
Wait, what color is this, brown or purple?
Fam, I am the champion.
Because them joints is denim. Them joints is like denim Air Max 1, simple. What? Hold on, let me see average price on this, though. Average price on this is $346.
George Martin is the champion.
No, you're not.
$346.
People have to vote, and you know people are going to vote based off of what they think they like. That's not going
to
be high.
Don't try to talk your way out of winning. I'm just saying. Because, but you see how far my draft is up.
I mean, this? I ain't mad at it, but.
This? Yeah. Yes.
That joint is denim, your favorite. Imagine what you could do with it.
Actually, you know what shoe you should buy if you don't own? He thinks it's trash, but it's denim, white, and gum bottom. Fire. Seen it in person the other day.
What's it called?
That dunk I sent you, and you were like, "Oh, you smoking?" I think you said
it was one of the best dunks of all time.
No, I didn't. Here you go again with that Taco Place lingo. I didn't lie to you about Taco Boys. Though. You be going there religiously now.
Fire.
Told you.
Best tacos in the state.
Told you.
And it's not even close. And best pancakes in the state. whatever that joint called. I don't give a
El
shite.
Capitolio.
The greatest taco and pancakes I've ever had in my entire life. Simple, you ready for the 9th pick?
Air Jordan 3 J Balvin.
I'm crying. Oh, what?
J Balvin.
Oh, I was like, man, ball peen hammer, what?
Bell beans.
I thought he said ball peen.
I got that at 4:33.
Damn, I don't know how much money I got left. I think I'm good, though.
Fam, Simple may be doing his best spending this year. He may be done with $1,000.
Yeah, because he bought a $98 shoe, duh.
Yeah, but the $98 shoe is like one of those ones where it's like,
he went
it's
dumpster.
Not whack. It's Damn. Just.
He went dumpster diving early, duh.
Dumpster diving. With the 9th pick in the Sneak Diss sneaker draft, I select the Cactus Plant Flea Market Air Flea 2, the black pair.
I don't even know what that means. I hope you're joking.
Nope, because I love the effort in the sneaker. I think it's creative. I think it's cool. It's not for everybody. It's way, way different, but I like it.
Hold on a second. My math might be off.
I got that one down.
No.
Simba, did you write that one down or no?
Who is it?
That Cactus Plant Flea Market Flea 2.
No, okay. I should have, though.
Did you buy those, Simba?
Yeah, the green one.
Fire. Have you worn them?
Yeah.
I love them.
To Flagstaff.
That's the place to wear them, too. Hold on. I wrote down price them. I can't find. Oh, I got $350.
Sounds right. We trust you.
We trust you. Oh, so I'm on my 10th pick already? Shite. Let me think for a second. I'm on my 10th pick? Shoot. You know what? Sorry, guys. Got to do some calculations, gang. All right. I got 3, 7, 9, +2, 7, 1, +1, 9, 7.
Don't worry, you can't afford books.
Yo, you don't know what I can do. Because if there's pairs out there that simplifying it for $92, I may be all right.
Fam, he had to go to a secret yellow piece of paper, though.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, shite.
There was a lot of dope stuff in here last year.
Well, I'm not going to be able to draft the shoe I wanted to draft, but that's okay because Gregory would have made fun of it anyways.
Hold on. Oh, shoot.
Oh, I know what I'm picking next. Let's go.
I'm going to try this. Oh, you know what? I can't.
Oh, I got two to pick. Fam, my draft about to be the most ever,
hold
bro.
On, hold on.
Low-key, I got the best draft.
No, you don't. You said that low-key, too. You
hold
didn't on. Even use that. You said it with no chest.
Hold
you don't
on,
even believe
I'm thinking.
It.
I'm thinking.
He panicking, huh?
Shoot.
You better pick that Palomino and call it a day, you know?
God, that hurt my knee.
You better pick that Air Humara and call it a day.
Nasty with it. Thank you. Why you better stop helping. For my 10th pick in the Sneak Diss sneaker draft, I'm going with the Nike Terra Humara Undefeated Black Pair. You can get any color you want, but the black pair is the best pair out of all of them.
So basically, George gets credit for drafting 13 sneakers.
I got Simba. You wrote that down or no?
No.
I don't know what you wrote on your paper, bro.
Only bangers.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. I got to find the price at a Humara. You know what? Forget it. Let me just look on here.
I got $245, but I'm sure that's high.
I got for the black pair, or do you just got a pair?
Yeah, I didn't put the other one. I just put the
black pair. I got is $225. Right. $225. Simple, what you got?
With my 10th pick, I am going to take the Air Jordan 1 Low Dornbecker.
Oh,
fam. I don't even know, I know
what
that looks
like.
Fire.
I doubt it. What's the price on that?
I got it at $309.
What's crazy is Simple could really make up prices because we have no idea. I got the computer right here, but fam, I don't even know what that looks. Is that one that's like got flowers on it and it's green and white? Fam, come on. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. The quality is really nice in hand. I've seen it in person, but come on, man. You can't do nothing with that.
Fire. Put that on with a white Lulu shirt and some jeans.
All right, yes. Fire. And a Sherman Williams paint bucket. What you got, George? For your 10th, the 10th round.
With the 3rd pick of the 10th round of the Sneak Diss sneaker draft, George Martin selects Nike Dunk Low Retro PRM Valentine's Day. And the crowd goes wild.
And the crowd goes wild.
Is that burgundy one? Is that the burgundy one?
Yep. What, like off-white burgundy and pink or whatever it is?
Dang,
my next pick.
Whoa.
My next pick is going to win it.
That joint is fire. Hold on. Valentine's Day dunk.
The women's one?
It's not women's, or at least when I looked it up, it wasn't women's.
You talking about this?
No.
Are you talking about the all burgundy one?
It's not burgundy. It's mostly white, but it's got burgundy in it. Like white, burgundy. Just type Valentine's Day.
I did.
Then you didn't click on the right one. I need to know the price anyways. I got a price, but it might not be the same. I mean, it's pretty low. So
which one is it? Down here?
Nah, I'll pull it up. Yeah, I don't see it on there.
Yeah, I think you're making up stuff, though.
Yeah, that doesn't exist. That was a Nike ID.
I think you're drafting from 2022. Nah. Nike ID made his draft. All right, I got Valentine's Day. I'm going to have to see what that looks like, though. You got to make sure you're on the right. You talking about the burgundy and pink one?
PRM. Yeah, I told him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fire. Look
at average sale price while you're in.
Fire.
Scroll all the way to the bottom.
Do you own it?
It's the same one I wrote down, 144, but you got it. Nah, but I should.
I didn't write it down, so I wouldn't know. What you got for your 11th pick? We adding?
No.
Simple.
I'm on track? I'm writing down so I know what I got.
I'm going to have a lot of money left over.
Let me subtract real quick. I'm the only one who's never gone over. I got to keep
Simple
my streak
focused
intact.
On saving money instead of winning, and it still got a loss.
I
got
to keep my streak intact. I've never gone over before, and I refuse to go over.
All right, so I think I'm okay. I got two more picks. Come on, Greg, you can do it. You can do it, Greg. Come on.
I'm gonna write this down because he's not gonna pick it.
My last pick is about to blow the doors off.
His last pick, I already know what it is.
No, you don't.
100% fact. I'm going to write it over here so to prove it.
No, you're not. Only problem is if I can't afford it. That's the problem.
Oh, then it's not what I picked.
I want to know what number you got for it, but I can't tell you what it is or you'll buy it.
I got
it.
The computer. I'll look it up. Yeah, don't tell me, because I'm buying up stuff.
That can't be the price.
Don't tell me, because I'm buying up stuff.
That can't be. Well, you can't afford it anyways, but.
I could. Oh, who told you that?
Me?
I got bags.
I told you.
I got bank. I got racks on racks.
I need to know what numbers. Okay, type this in on StockX.
I got you.
M990WT6.
Fam. Okay. Wait, WT6, there's no such thing.
Yeah, there is.
M990WT6?
That's the style code. M990.
What's the shoe called, man? I'm not going to draft it. Just go ahead.
You might draft it.
Fam, come on. I got to pee.
He said I got to pee. I need to know what price you would have found because I got that shoe sucks.
Like, I got restrictions. So you can have
it. Hold on. Don't pick it yet.
That shoe sucks. You can have it.
You haven't seen that shoe in person. I have. That shoe is crazy fire in person. It sucks. The toe box on that shoe might be one of the best toe boxes in history of sneakers.
If toe boxes won drafts, then you would win, but toe boxes don't.
Fam, that shoe is unreal fire.
The only toe box that ever won a draft was Shatter Backboard.
That shoe,
I'm just telling you.
Unreal fire. The only toe box that ever won.
I'm just telling you.
You stupid, bro.
I'm just telling you.
You ain't telling me.
Do what you want.
Don't worry. I got a backup plan, bucko.
Do what you want.
A backup plan.
Y'all had two of your worst drafts ever.
Two of your worst drafts? Fam, my draft from 1 through 9 is the greatest draft in sneaker history, let alone sneak disc history.
Y'all had two of the worst drafts of all time. Your draft is always the worst. Because you draft something nobody even knows what it is.
I win every single time by the fan vote. So, I mean,
you ever won by the fan vote.
So, you could be.
I think you've always been last by the fan vote.
So, you could win by a high end vote, but if the real working class man don't have your back, you got nothing, huh?
This draft was for the people.
We
and the people are going to come out and support me.
You the proletariat, and I'm the
I'm gonna win this by a landslide.
I'm the proletariat. What's the thing? You're the boulangerie, and
I'm
the
gonna
proletariat.
Win by so much that people are gonna claim voting fraud.
Let me make sure I'm not saying the wrong thing here.
Man, Greg take forever to pee.
Yeah, proletariat is the working man. I'm the proletariat, and you're the opposite, bro. The bourgeois, the bourgeoisie. That's the people who vote for your stuff. That's 90 versus 10. You might have all the money, but we got all the votes.
George lost.
Oh, he picked one? He decided on one? Hold on.
Did you find it?
No.
I didn't decide on one because I need to know what price you see.
Fam, what's the name of the shoe? I don't got time. I'm not going to draft it. It don't matter.
Yeah, neither one of us are going to draft
it. New Balance Dub Tap.
425.
Oh, it came up.
425.
Fam, what you mean it came up? You
425.
That's what you see?
Yes. Average see, price.
I think you need to update your app.
Yeah, I see it. And that's why.
That's super
you
whack.
Smoking.
You talking about, wait, what's it, 990 what?
V6. That's the one I was telling you got the greatest toe box of all time.
You talking about this right here?
Yeah, yes. Sucks.
God, that sucks. That USA on the side is whack.
You smoking.
Now, I do represent. I don't get it twisted, but them joints is whack.
Yeah, this is Jamaica?
And I got that model at the house. You got one?
Huh?
You got that model at the house?
You don't got that model. You hate that model.
I have that model at the house. It came in the box, and I was like, man, fam, why didn't I order this? I got it at the house.
You might not have ordered it. That's the thing. You dislike it. We've talked about it a million times.
Are you drafting this?
No, I'm still calculating. Don't worry about me.
You want me to take my pick?
No. Simple. Relax. Like if you, man, this guy trying to get out of here. I guess he ain't coming next year. That's too much for him. We taking draft picks for next year's draft. Simple can't handle it no more.
All right. Let me see. I think I'm going to switch it up because I don't think I have enough money to pick that.
You probably don't. Fam. These sneakers, like, you know, when you go through every single year of sneakers and you actually look at all of them, you'd be like, man, what a year sucks.
Let me see. Even if I use the high number on this other shoe, do I got enough money to draft it?
I don't know how the viewers are going to view my draft.
Not good.
What did you say? What did you say it was, Simple? 420 for what?
425.
Okay, I can't afford it. We're going to switch up.
He can.
With the first pick of the 11th round of the Sneak Disc Sneaker Draft, we are going with New Balance 990 V6. Ronnie Fieg, MSG Sandrift.
Jesus. Bro, do you even care?
I think, matter of fact, I think that won New Balance of the Year. Came in second on the rankings.
Oh, that was skewed voting. All right.
Hold on. What's the price on that one?
Probably. I got 271, but I don't know if that's right.
Yeah, whatever he wants it to be. Hold on. New Balance.
Just type Ronnie Fieg, Madison Square Garden, Sandrift, or Ronnie Fieg, Sandrift.
MSG?
Yeah, Sandrift.
MSG, Sandrift.
It's the white pair.
Yeah, I see it. I have the average sale price of that joint at $296.
Dang, you went above. Pause.
God, I'm sorry. Yeah, $296. Sheesh. Do you got the 12 pick too, or are you done?
No, I'm done.
You good. Simple. What you got at the 11th pick, Wody?
Oh, I'm good.
Yeezy 350 V1 Pirate Blacks.
Hold on, man. I got to push the button. You don't even give an intro.
Yeezy 350 V1 Pirate Blacks.
350, nostalgia. The OG one, right?
Nostalgia.
I wrote that down, but I couldn't find a good picture. Pirate Black. What's the price on that?
$289.
Fam, that is crazy. A OG Yeezy Pirate Black at $289.
I wrote it down. It was a potential option.
I wrote it down as like one of them sleepers at the end of the pod. I got $282. What'd you say?
$289.
I got $316.
Yeah, we'll go with $289.
Just average it.
Awesome.
We're in the same ballpark. For my
Austin 316 is my list kicked your ass.
Yeah, right.
All right. I'm about to really
I don't know if you've ever even finished in second. Nope.
This is your worst draft of all time, and that's saying something.
Damn.
Nah, this may be George's better draft.
Thank you.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
And I win every year, so clearly I'm gonna win again. So this is my best one.
Has he ever won?
No.
Yeah.
What?
That's win like every year. Fact.
Never.
Literally Never. Have won every year the fan vote,
bro.
You know what?
What's the MTV Fan Awards or
and
whatever?
The fact that everybody sees you wearing Asics with Nike means they're not gonna vote for you anyways.
Who?
You're wearing Asics with Nike. Nobody's going to vote for you anyways.
Fam, Japanese audience has my back with these stacked.
The Japanese audience.
And I picked the made in Japan women's joints. Yep.
Them joints was made in Taiwan.
Hey, you about to alienate your whole fan base.
Yes, 350.
You getting no votes.
Plus 225 equal. Oh, dang, I'm good. Hold on. Oh shit! If I draft this, I'd have to draft something for $8.
Pivot socks.
Shoot. Okay. Well, I'm just gonna. I miscalculated somehow.
Shocker.
Two years in a row. Can't even draft what I want to draft, but I'm just gonna go ahead. You know what? I'm good for my 11th pick in the Sneak Diss Sneaker Draft. I am selecting the Kobe 6 Reverse Grinch.
Okay, good. I was about to be worried that nobody was going to pick it. It was about to be disrespect.
It was close, but I had plans on getting it in this lower round.
I wanted to get it, but I didn't have enough money.
That joint whack.
Dang, you just admitted you drafted a whack shoe, though.
I got. Oh, no, I was kidding. I got. I got the joint at 416.
He did reverse.
416. All right, sorry guys, I got to do one more calculation.
That's a better price than I had it at. I had it at 525. Y'all lucky, huh?
You must have been looking at only size 12s or something.
I don't know what I was looking at. Oh, maybe that does matter. When you're logged into your account, maybe it only reads for your size.
I think it does.
Okay, that might be a thing.
No, because I'm logged into my account. It says,
yeah, but me and you were the same size.
9.5, you geek. They're cheaper. If I would have, because I did it on computer, I didn't do it on my app. If I would have been logged out, I should have logged out and did it.
Yeah, I did it on my phone. Plus four. I'm good. For my 12th.
This is the last pick of the draft?
This is the last pick of Greg's draft. Vote for me. For the 12th pick in the Sneak Diss Sneaker Draft, last pick, I am selecting.
Don't you pick it. I know them GMs in the NBA and NFL be sitting there like, don't you pick him.
Shoot. I may have to hit the sound button twice.
Dang, he forgot.
Dang, you guys drafted everything. You know, I could go with the one that's like, nobody could deny the fire. You know what I am.
Don't you do it.
For the 12th pick, my last pick in the Sneak Diss Sneaker Draft.
Air Jordan 1 Black Toe.
Nope, I'm doing the Jordan. Don't you. I'm doing the Jordan 1 UNC Toe.
I don't know that. You cut it off so quick. I don't know if that's the name of the shoe, but.
UNC Toe, right?
Okay.
Jordan 1 UNC
Toe. Yeah, the high?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. With
I got
my 12th pick.
I got that with, hold on. I got that for, did you write it down simple or no?
No.
It don't matter. I got it at 210. I came under. I'm good. All right. What you got, Simple?
With my 12th pick, final pick, I will take the New Balance 990 V6 Lapis Lazuli, $319, bringing me to a grand total.
How much you say it's for?
$319.
Yeah.
$3,832.
Dang. I beat you because I'm going to
put them totals on the screen.
With the last pick of the draft, far from Mr. Irrelevant.
Yes, Brock Purdy.
Your whole draft is Mr. Irrelevant.
Far from Mr. Irrelevant. The shoe that should have been the number one overall pick.
I know what it's going to be, too. You must have got exact amount.
The Jordan 1 Retro OG Low Black Toe. If I didn't draft it, they would make fun of me.
Man, I thought you were about to draft Tiffany's. Air Force One Tiffany's. Wasn't that last year?
I should have.
Oh, okay.
1230.
You can't hear in the mic. What's what Black Toe price?
149.
Black Toe.
And I spent more than Simple and still stayed under budget.
I don't
your
know how much
reigning
I spent.
Champion has won again.
You guys want to say what you guys did or you want me to go over your recaps?
I don't care.
I'll go.
Go ahead. What's your recap? Recap, you're a Simple.
Number one, Olive Travis Jordan 1 Low.
Strong.
Number two.
Hold on. Get my hand right. Go.
Nike SB April Dunks. Number three, Ama Manier Jordan 5 Dawn. Number four, Nike SB Low Jarritos. Number five, Union LA Beffies. Number six, Stussy Air Flight 89 Low Pecan. What? Number seven, Olive Craft Air Jordan 4 with orange laces. Number eight, Tom Sachs General Purpose Shoe Brown. $98. Number nine, Air Jordan 3, J Balvin, $433. Mm-hmm. Number 10, Air Jordan 1 Load Dornbecker with flowers and multicolors on it for $309. Number 11, Yeezy 350 V1 Pirate Black OG. Number 12, New Balance 990 V6 Lapis Lazuli.
Temple stayed up here at the end. He's never stayed up here at the end. He may have an okay draft.
The only reason he never stayed up there at the end because he had to draft like a Converse or something in the last round because he never had no money. Thing.
Yeah, facts. Now, he got the option of drafting an actual fire sneaker, color, but for $98, I don't know. He may get votes. He may get second place, George.
Damn, I heard a lot of in that thing.
Yours is going to be all in.
I heard a lot of in all right, that George, thing.
Let me get my hand ready. We had even.
I didn't write down what order I drafted it in. You care?
I got it.
Okay.
You want me to do it for you?
I mean, I know. I'm pretty sure I know, like, most of it, but.
You want me to just do it then?
Nah, first round. I know what first and second round are for sure.
Go ahead.
First round, born and raised SB.
Mm-hmm.
Second round. What the hell? I already forgot.
Dusk 5.
Oh, I thought that's what it was. Okay. Jordan 5. I'm Meunier. Dusk.
Mm-hmm.
Third was Year of the Rabbit or no?
Nope. Pink Powerpuff.
Oh, Pink Powerpuff SB. Keep going. Shoot it up higher.
I put even there.
Shoot it up higher.
I put it even there.
Shoot it up higher.
Bro, we legit sent our group chat like a month ago. If you get Powerpuff, you're something you can't say no more.
You should have shot it up higher on that one. Next was Year of the Rabbit. Jordan 1 Low.
See, I got to be careful because I can't make that hand gesture.
I was watching Masters of the Air, too. Dude. You better relax.
No, this is a bar chart, guys.
About to join the armed forces.
This is a bar chart.
Was the next one?
Design. Designed by.
Oh, okay. That's all right. The next one, Air Max 1, designed by Japan. And then the next one, I think, was exclusive considered.
Nope, or, Thunder.
Oh, okay. Jordan 4, Thunder.
George is up there.
And then the next one was Vomero Dornbecker, right?
Yeah, even.
I mean, those designed by Japan is like $90.
That was one of your favorite shoes. You did on your favorite shoe?
Yeah, it's impossible to wear them.
That's okay. We're doing a draft. I don't have to wear it. Just put it in the closet. And it's on display.
Ew.
The next one was
Saucony.
Oh yeah, Saucony Grid Shadow 2 J Tips red reddish brown pair.
George got my arm tired. Dude, it's been up here high. Yeah, stupid fire.
Oh, God,
the next one was Dunk Low PRM Valentine's Day.
No, it wasn't. It was a size exclusive.
What? Oh, I thought we already said that one. Size exclusive considered.
My shoulder hurts. Bring it down with the Valentine's.
Valentine's Come Day.
On, bring it down.
Valentine's Day dunk.
Mm.
And then Ronnie Feig MSG Sandrift.
Mm.
And then Black Toe Low OG 1.
Mm. Look where you started. Look where you ended.
You landed.
You was way up there. You landed.
That's the whole point. No? You want to land back after the base, after the mission. No?
After the mission, yes. You let that Top Gun Nintendo game. That was impossible to land on that aircraft carrier. All right. For my recap of my draft, SB Pine Green.
Would you hate?
No, I don't hate it. I don't think it's as fire as everybody thinks they are. Jordan 3 Reimagine. Rocket ship. Don't do that, Simple. Don't do that. J-Tips Grid 2 Blue. Shadow 2 Blue. SB Powerpuff Blue, even. For 5, the Anthony Edwards with love. I stay even.
Under the desk.
Even. Don't even. Don't do
under
that.
The desk.
Under
the
don't,
desk.
Don't
no,
do that.
No, Anthony Edwards himself, ceiling.
The sneaker, what you about
shoe,
to say?
The sneaker, under the desk.
The shoe is good, but for,
we'll go right
but,
here then.
But for this draft, good. But for this draft, trash. Under the desk.
I drafted the sneaker that some are calling the best signature sneaker in the last 10 years.
Oh, okay, well, that's impossible.
That's not.
How? How? Name another signature sneaker better than that one in 10 years.
Any Kobe that came out in the past 10 years?
No, 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 no. Don't do that. Don't count no more.
What do you mean? It hasn't been 10 years since he stopped playing.
There's someone for the New York Liberty who just had a signature come out better than Ant-Man.
You smoking Sherm if you think the Sabrina ones is better than Ant-Man. You super smoking.
Are you that influenced by one dunk last night?
No, I'm not. Lucas, man, are you out of your mind?
We never even got
Jason Tatum.
Yeah, we didn't. Now Jason Tatum once. Ant-Man Tatum once.
Nah, don't do that.
All right. My arm is right here even. It hurts. Number six, I got the New Balance Frank Lloyd Wright. New Balance Frank Lloyd Wright. Come on.
You need to go
like
to the D-backs pitching doctor.
I don't think so.
Number seven, the shoulder. Number eight, I got the New Balance 990 V6 Baklava. Fam, I have to stand up. I got to stand up. Number nine, the Cactus Plant Flea Market, Flea 2s.
No, under the desk.
We'll go down.
Under the desk.
But the effort, and I love them. I think they're nice. I think people appreciate them.
Wait, you got the black bear or the green bear?
Black.
Okay.
Number 10, Undefeated Humera Black.
Yeah, fire. Yeah. I mean, incremental steps. Not up to the top of the pantheon.
Number 11. Kobe reverse Grinch. Now, for me, I'm going to go, but they go.
They fire. They needed to be drafted.
And for my 12th pick, the Jordan 1 UNC toe.
No.
Just like that. No. You're only saying that because of what year it is,
straight,
and it's
straight,
not cheap. That joint would have came out when we was outside on the street. That joint would have been like $700, and that's a fact.
It's straight.
All right.
No.
So I got first. You got second. I don't know.
You looked at my list and you were like, oh, yeah, you won.
We may all tie. We may get a tie.
Man, you know? If you don't stop.
Look, man, I appreciate everybody who likes, subscribe to this.
These cameras still working?
Podcast. They do. Y'all got anything else? That is the draft of the year.
They'll see you in a month.
In a month. George, you got anything else?
I got nothing.
Simple, you got anything else?
Oh, did I say earlier, Dodgers on TV at 3 a.m.? Season 3 a.m. opener.
I'll be woke because I'll be at work and I'll be at the computer watching.
Ohtani, 3 home runs.
For the people.
Yamamoto, glasses in the dugout.
New Balance. New Balance for life.
Simple, you got anything else?
That's sneak this.
Pow, 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 pow. Let's get the heck out of here, gang.